Welcome back to the Dick Van Mike Show.
Yeah.
I kind of stuttered on that one a little bit.
A little bit. That's fine.
Just a little bit. Yeah, welcome back. This is episode 49 of the Dick Van Mike Show.
Season 2, episode 23.
Wow. Now we're like all the way through a second season almost.
Buddy, we are at this point 3 episodes away from the end of the year.
Well, we have one that carries over because we missed 1 week.
Oh, yeah. So 2 more.
So 2 more for the year. Wow. What a time to be alive.
2 more for the year.
Wow. 2021 has gone by fast.
Yeah.
You know, I saw a post earlier today, and it was like, you know, the memes where it's like the clown guy putting on the makeup, and it just like says something stupid at the end. It's like, here's you believing that 2022 is going to be any different than the past 2 years. And then someone else commented, it's like, it's 2022, like round
yeah.
two.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Do you want to know why New Year's last year made us all losers?
I don't know why.
Because 2021.
Oh, wow. I feel like you use that.
I have. I think I use that on New Year's. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
All right. Well, we're back here at the Dick Van Mike Show.
Studios.
Hit that.
At the Dick Van Mike Studios.
Oh, I'm getting a bit of clipping. Are you getting any clipping?
No.
Okay, that's
good.
My headphones are trash.
Donkey ass.
Yeah, I really got to upgrade. Maybe that's what I should ask for Christmas.
Realistically, we were in like high school when you bought those, so.
That's almost true.
Yeah.
I don't
basically.
Think I was probably soon after or something. Yeah,
it was,
you know,
either, it was
right.
either high school or when I came back after my first year of university.
So like so, almost
yeah.
10 years
old. We were like, yeah, it was like at least 7 years ago.
Yeah, they don't owe me anything then.
No.
And I use them quite a lot.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe I
for
should upgrade.
Everything.
They were really good when they came. Yeah, this is bothering me. They were really good when they came out. But no, it's okay. Don't worry about it. It's not. It's these. It's nothing behind the headphones. It's everything is here that's wrong with
them. Okay.
I think I might have had them cranked too much and I've been playing Assetto Corsa.
Poor thing.
Which, that game is starting to stress me out. Not in a bad way, just in a...
You know what? I was watching a clip of somebody playing... Well, I didn't know at the time that I was watching somebody play Assetto Corsa, but apparently I was watching somebody playing Assetto Corsa today. And the graphics look dramatically better than what you play them on.
Yeah, I have to have it dumbed down a bit. They can be improved.
I mean,
there's also
the
a
guy
lot of
that
mods
was,
for them.
He was playing them on full graphics 4K, and it looked like real life. It was absolutely, and he was driving an Indy car.
Oh,
under
so
a highway tunnel.
He might have been playing a different game. Like I'm playing the specific, like Competizione, or if I'm saying that right.
Oh, is there, there's different ones.
There's different ones. So the one that I play is like not an expensive version. It's a very cheap version.
Oh, it's just
only
like
13
sim-
gigs, and
oh,
it's
okay.
just. Like it's
sim racing.
Just GT3 racing.
Oh, okay.
Like no other.
Because this one, it kind of looked like it was free roam, to be completely honest.
I don't know if it'd be free roam, but you might have free roam of the tracks.
Maybe. Because there was like a lot of cars on the track, but they were going, it seemed like they were in their lanes and doing normal speed, and he was just like weaving in an Indy car.
Honestly, I don't know. I should probably get the other one and like compare them.
Yeah. It looked really sick,
I should
though.
Probably and... play other racing games other than Forza
Maybe.
And ACC.
I mean, those are pretty much the only ones worth it.
Well, iRacing is really good, apparently.
Yeah, but that's like $12 a month to play. It's not just $12 in general.
Oh,
that
yeah.
One, that one's a membership.
Right. Well, I think that's the one where they actually like ban you if you don't drive properly.
That's the one. It's like as close as you'll get to real racing.
Yeah. And there's all different versions of racing on it. I don't know. Maybe I should just like try for a couple months just to practice. But I think Assetto Corsa is like the easy way into like the professional
stuff. Buddy, I would fucking totally wreck somebody. If I was getting like frustrated because I was losing, I'd just like 200 into a hairpin and just side like T-bone somebody and flip them over.
Yeah, you can't do that.
I know.
Unfortunately.
You can in Forza.
No. In Forza you can because nobody gives a fuck. I haven't played any online races yet, but I do remember playing it back in the day and it would just get a little bit toxic. Like people were just like, wait, like they're fucking dicks.
And I mean, I don't know how much I agree with this because it is solely based on opinion at this point, but I watched a video of the top 5 most difficult game mechanics to learn in video games in general that are out right now.
Okay.
And drifting in Forza Horizon 5 was number 2.
Well,
like proper drifting, like really good, like...
What was number 1?
Oh, I don't remember. What else was in there?
But drifting is hard to learn in a video game.
Especially with like when you have it like fully simulation and everything like that, like it sucks.
It's not.
It really sucks.
I mean, if you can do it, like good on you. I'm not there yet.
I could do it with a controller. no problem. I can do it with a controller.
Yeah, controller's a bit
but as soon as you got the wheel going and you're freaking worrying about all this and your brake and your throttle.
Yeah, because when you're playing a controller, it's all right there. But when you're playing the sim setup, you got to move around and you got different pedals and it's a workout.
It's a, yeah.
I've been trying, but you know.
Let me see if I can find it. Let me see if I can find it.
Like I remember I was sitting in the festival lobby and I whipped out like an underpowered car and I was like watching these two guys drift. So I was like, okay, I'll like cruise around with them and see if I can keep up. And obviously they have more powerful cars than me, but like I was doing so bad. Like I really was not good at the drifting thing, which might be a good thing. Like I'm more focused on the track racing and all that. But yeah, I can't imagine that's an easy thing to learn. You find it?
It's just giving me the hardest video games.
Don't worry about it. It's not that important.
Yeah, it's not that important.
You can pull it up for the news next week if you want.
Drifting was on there. What else? I think like high level zombie kiting and Nazi zombies was on the top 10, but not in the top 5.
Okay, I don't know what that is.
Like when you would kite them around in a circle so they would all get into a huge cluster. You'd wait for the entire round to spawn all the zombies. You'd have them in a group and you'd just run around. When you got a gap, you'd turn around and shoot until you had to reload. And then you turn around, reload, and run, clump them up again. And you just like get them that way. So
is that a technique?
It's a technique so that they're not swarming you from every angle.
Sure, okay.
You group them and then they're all in one spot. And then you could just kill them. Yeah. But anyway, doesn't matter. We got some big things to come for the last two episodes, don't we?
What do you mean? What do we do? What are you talking about?
For the episode.
Oh, to come for the last, to the next two episodes. Yeah, we got some shit.
We got some shit coming.
We got some shit. Are you giving spoilers or are you just announcing it?
I'm not giving spoilers. I'm just saying there's a couple big things coming. So if there's any episodes you don't want to miss, it's going to be specifically the next one.
Yeah.
It's going to be cool.
You convinced of that?
I am convinced.
Sick. I'm sold.
It's going to be dope.
Everyone else should be sold too if I'm sold.
Everyone else should be sold.
Mike's surprising me.
Critical dumbass I've ever met my entire life.
Yeah, basically.
Something could be perfect aside from like a millimeter and he'd be like, garbage, throw it over. Start over.
You could do better.
You're going to be that parent that your kid brings home like a 97 and you go, where's the other three?
Yeah. Basically. Yeah. Now, if my kid comes home with a 97, I'm like, dude, you're smarter than your dad, bro. Let's go.
Doesn't take much.
let's get that genius brain going. You're going to fucking gifted school and all that shit. What do they call it?
I'm not selling the 72 Skyline. You're going to private school.
Not gifted school. What's the other one? For all the smart kids.
Pace?
Nah, it was like a term for it. All the gifted kids went to...
Pace.
Is it called... What's Pace?
That's when they like you would do a test when you were in like grade 3 or 4, and if you were like if you got over a certain percentage, you were eligible to go to a special school where it was accelerated.
Maybe that's what it was called. I just don't remember. Is that an acronym?
Probably. Mm. I don't know what it stands for, but I know that
some sort of prestigious education option.
Yeah, it's another school that offers like they're teaching you like when you're in grade 3, they're teaching you like fucking bed mass already.
Yeah. So obviously, I never went to that.
No. Neither did I.
But yeah, good episodes coming up.
Good episode.
Christmas around the corner. I'm still wearing the
Christmas
the
and New Year's are both around the corner.
Oh yeah, New Year's is a thing too.
New Year's is a thing.
Wow.
Yeah, dog.
Wow.
It's gonna be dope.
That's some good times right there.
It is gonna be good times. I can't wait to get blackout wasted, pass out in a snowbank somewhere.
Well, good luck with that.
Thank you. It's gonna be dope. I think
don't get too lost.
I think I'm going up north for the New Year, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that'd be nice. New Year's is interesting. I'm gonna see if anyone actually has anything going on. It's been a few years of lack of parties.
Of lack of anything.
Yeah.
No, I know. But it should be all right.
Yeah.
What else?
I got a headline. It's not for the news.
Oh, okay. Go.
Got a really good headline.
Oh God.
And it almost. This is a legitimate headline.
Yeah.
Okay. I got it from a website called Ground News, and I'm not sponsoring them, but Ground News is a really good app for anyone who's into, you know, a variety of news sources or like doesn't like polarizing opinions. It basically, we're not watching Formula One races on here, which that was a whole nother story. Formula One race sucked this weekend.
Oh, did it?
Last weekend for the people listening. Anyways.
I heard Lewis Hamilton got a bunch of bullshit flags.
No, the opposite. Lewis Hamilton was getting off scot-free for everything.
Oh.
Absolute bullshit. Anyways, so Ground News takes all the headlines of the same topic and like compares them and tells you like where, what percentage of different sources based on their bias are reporting, right? So like it'll say like, you know, 30% from left, 30% from right, and then like 40% from centered, non-biased,
yeah,
kind of thing. So it's, anyways, this is where I got this article from. It has nothing to do with like the political landscape, but it sounds satire, but it's real.
Okay.
Taking Viagra cuts the risk of Alzheimer's by up to 69%. Yeah.
Nice.
Nice. That's all the comment section. It's just like, nice, nice. There's no way this is true. Nice, nice.
Yeah, because that's the thing. You just go, 69. Nice.
Yeah, literally. I'm going to read you the little blurb. It's like four sentences.
Okay.
Taking Viagra slashes Alzheimer's risk by 2/3, research suggests. Scientists claim the love drug may help boost brain health and cut levels of toxic proteins that trigger dementia. Experts analyzed data on 7.2 million U.S. adults and found regular users had a 69% lower chance of being diagnosed with Alzheimer's over the next 6 years. Medics say findings published in the Journal of Natural Aging suggest the little blue pill could soon be prescribed to tackle dementia.
Wow.
By the New York Post. How about that, eh?
Well, I mean, you remember that Top Gear episode when they were climbing the volcano? And they all took Viagra because it increases your, like, dilates your vessels so you can breathe easier because there's less oxygen for how high they were, the altitude. And they were literally advised by the doctor that follows them around to take Viagra so that they could breathe properly.
I don't remember that.
It did happen.
Yeah, sounds reasonable, I guess. I'm not a doctor.
They did. And then when they got to the bottom, Jeremy was pissing his pants because he's going, all I want to do is get out and stretch.
Yeah, I don't remember that episode, but I'm going to trust that the doctors know what they're talking about. I'm going to trust that these scientists know what they're talking about. It's a very interesting fact.
It seems like it's pretty good for a bunch of shit.
I mean, they tested on like, what did I say,
7.2 million or Americans. Yeah.
That's a lot of people to test on.
That is.
That's like,
wow.
7.2 billion is like
a fifth
of their population
The little blue pill.
Little blue pill that's going to help you remember stuff.
It's going to help you remember stuff. I should start taking it now then.
Yeah, my memory's a little whack right now, I'm not going to lie.
Then my percentage of drop and risk of getting Alzheimer's would be 420-69 instead of just 69.
Sure, whatever you say. I don't think it's going to prevent it.
It'll be the price of a brand new Tesla Model S.
It's not preventing it. It's just prolonging it, I reckon.
Yeah. I mean, but if you're going to get it, you're probably going to get it. But it delays it.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean?
Not bad.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, I have, just because this doesn't really belong in news.
Okay.
But I have a little thingy to talk about as well that I know you're going to be fucking excited about.
All right, let's hear it.
Just because you were talking about Assetto.
Yeah.
So they had a big, like a press conference interview today that was live. I didn't get to catch all of it, but I did go up and read the article. The people behind Forza Motorsport,
mm-hmm,
in preparation to launch Forza Motorsport 8.
Okay.
So this isn't the Horizon series for anybody listening.
Yeah, that's one way.
Horizon is like an arcade, free roam, more laxed, less serious version of Forza.
Yeah.
And then Motorsport is bare bones, like Assetto Corsa, Gran Turismo. It's like racing sim.
Yeah, it's racing on tracks only with like, I mean, a variety of cars, but it's on tracks. It's more simulated. Yeah.
And what they have said is because Gran Turismo 7 was so good in the simulation factor, they have completely reworked their multiplayer. They have completely reworked their suspension models, and they have completely reworked their tire, like the way the tires work.
Okay.
So essentially what they're doing is they're saying that you can do suspension all the way from off-road to full tuck drift mode.
Wow. Didn't they already have that?
Maybe, but probably to a greater degree at this point.
But a better simulation option. Better.
And they're saying the tires will have more realistic grip and everything like that. Like they're factoring temperature, they're factoring in air pressure, they're factoring in like everything now.
That's good.
So that's
good.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll compete with the other ones.
That's what they're saying, is they're directly trying to beat Gran Turismo 7.
Right, which has always been their main competition.
Yeah, because that's the PlayStation.
But up until
equivalent.
Recently, it wasn't a competition.
Gran Turismo was kind of crushing their shit.
like in the last one, I guess.
Yeah. And well, they haven't had one for a while. Motorsport 7 didn't come out, I think came out like 2018, didn't it? Or something like that, or 19.
I never even attempted that game because I always knew Forza was better.
You mean Horizon?
No, like Motorsport. Motorsport
I'm
was
talking
all...
about Motorsport. I'm saying Forza Motorsport 7 is pretty dated at this point.
What's Gran Turismo are they on?
7.
Oh, so they're pretty much on the same playing field.
Yeah. But yeah, so Forza Motorsport 8 is coming out, and they're planning to have all these things in there. And nice. That'll be coming out mid-2022, I think they're saying.
Looking forward to it. You know, I was actually playing, because at the cottage, we just brought the old Xbox up there, and I was playing Forza Motorsport 2.
Yeah.
Dude, that's so bad.
Motorsport 2?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Like, the one that came with the Xbox for free.
Oh, good.
So two games came with the Xbox.
Yeah.
At that time. It was Marvel Ultimate Alliance, and it was Forza Motorsport 2. And I don't remember Forza or Marvel Ultimate Alliance at all. but Forza Motorsport 2, obviously, was sick at the time.
Yeah.
But now I went to go play it. Controls are whack. I can't
probably.
It.
It's like it's Need for Speed, right? You could probably take a corner at 200.
No, it's like the opposite. Like it just feels different. Like the idea of like slowing down for turns and like downshifting and all that is still present, but the sensitivity levels on everything are a little different. So like steering a little bit is like a lot, and like it's just harder to gauge when you've been playing all the newer games with the better mechanics and physics in it.
Fair enough.
So like, and I've also been playing with a wheel for the past few months.
Now playing
I'm
with
getting
controllers.
Used to that, and then went back to the controller. And I'm like, what is this pleb shit
yeah,
right
what
here?
Is this? Yeah.
I can't go back, man. I can't go back.
I mean, I do. I still remember coming over to your place all the time, and you were deep in fucking Forza Horizon 3.
Dude, those games were always good.
They were.
They're amazing.
And I remember
games.
You. There was one. I remember this clearly, clear as fucking day. I remember this. I came over, and you were. So, I think we were gonna do like a practice or something. Like we were gonna do like bar gig practice or something like that.
Sure.
And you were so fucking angry at Forza. Because you were trying to get the perfect shot of your Subaru jumping over the road. But every time you would go into photo mode in the mid jump, there'd be something in the way or a car coming or like a bird or something like that. And you were so fucking angry because you did it like 5 or 6 times.
I don't have a memory of that happening, but I think I still have the picture in my Xbox like profile or whatever.
I remember it was your Subaru. I don't remember what color the Subaru was, but it was the Subaru and you had like the roof basket with the spare tire in
it.
Yeah,
so I remember what it was because I have the screenshot somewhere, but it was like, I was jumping over something and it was, I believe, a red Ford Escort.
Oh.
Like specifically the Cosworth, like the rally one. I think I was in a rally race and I just like gapped it or like went over the road. Like I wasn't playing the race or I don't know, whatever it was, but I have a picture of it. Well, maybe I should try and pull it up one day if it's still on my like Xbox profile.
If you find it, we can put that as the Instagram post for this week.
All right. But dude, I'm getting good at Forza though.
I'm still pretty decent. I don't know. I haven't really got into any of the games that I have at this point. It takes a lot for me to really get sucked into a game.
Well, I did, so I think I was going to mention this earlier. I haven't been playing a lot of video games because how busy I've been, but I found so I've been not playing Assetto Corsa because I had a 2-hour endurance race. That was the next in the career of the game.
Yeah.
And because it's a more realistic game, like all the races are like 40 minutes.
Mm.
And so like 2 hours is a lot of time to allocate in real life uninterrupted.
Well, absolutely.
Especially with like a busy lifestyle. Like I can like sit down for 2 hours and play no problem.
Yeah, you're telling
me. But like I got to get up and like flip the laundry or go to the bathroom or eat dinner or help my dad with something. You know, like all these different things. But I finally found 2 hours of uninterrupted time. And I was very happy. And I did the race. It was 2 hours. And for some reason, the game didn't tell me this in the middle of the race. But at some point during the race, I got disqualified.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't tell me. So I just kept on trekking. And I don't know how, at what point in the race I got disqualified, but it never told me. Because you can do, there's so many things you could probably get disqualified for. You know, like excessive contact or excessive cutting of corners and stuff like that.
But like, I thought it's like, Is GT3 the same as like Formula One, where you're as long as you have 2 tires on the track, you're good?
Yeah, I wasn't doing great.
Oh, okay.
And I did run off. I did the runoffs a couple times.
Oh,
like it's 2 hours. It's hard to keep consistent. Plus, it was like I think I started the race at like 10 p.m.
Yeah.
So like, so I'm by tired. The time I was done, like I should have done this. I should have just gone to bed at 10 p.m. and like woken up at like 5 a.m.
and done it, and then go to work. Yeah.
Which I was starting to think it might not be a bad idea.
It wouldn't be, because in the morning, who's gonna bug you? Everybody's asleep still, or just can't really give a fuck to bug
and
you.
And I'm in the process of waking up, so I could probably only get better.
Yeah.
So I might try that a couple times. But yeah, anyways, it was whack. I was Ricky so Bobby. Mad. So I got to redo that race. So I got to find another 2 hours of allocated time. And it's like impossible in my lifestyle right now. Work's too busy. Too many personal things going on. Like just all this busy stuff. It's Christmas, man. It's like...
It's Christmas. It's a shit going time.
On every night, every weekend.
Then it'll be dead until Easter again, which is nice.
And then I'm going to go on the grind. I said to myself I was going to grind out these racing games over the winter.
Well, you still got
winter. I think I meant after...
Christmas.
After Christmas.
This isn't even real winter. Let's be fucking real here.
Well,
Saturday's going to be 12 degrees and sunny.
Yeah, what's with the weather, man? Today is like -8.
Yesterday, it was so white out, I could barely see in front of me.
Yeah, like
on the weekend, blizzard. White out.
Yeah.
Yesterday, cold as a witch's tit outside. Today, 6 degrees.
No, today was -8.
And then blizzard. And then wind chill with like -9.
I don't know where you are, but I wish I was there. Because when I woke up this morning, it was like -8. And it got to -3 in the middle of the day. And it's like back to like -5 again.
This morning when I left, so just before 8, my car said it was 5 degrees.
No way.
The wind chill was worse.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Wind chill was really bad. But then,
it was windy out.
I had to wear my sunglasses this morning. Beautiful and sunny. Get to work. Had a banana, had a coffee, doing my shit. Look outside, fucking Antarctica. Okay. Continue doing my work, have some lunch, look outside, Cuba again. And then now, tomorrow's going to be cold.
Yep.
The rest of the week is going to be pretty cold. And then Saturday is going to be 12 degrees and sunny.
Yep. It's all over the place. We live in a weird country for weather.
It's been like this for the last few years, actually. Winters have been going to knock on
wood. I don't
jinx anything.
I don't mean like short term. I mean, we live in a weird country for weather. Hard stop.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
Period.
Yeah.
Hard stop.
In the middle of winter, BC's got rain and showers nonstop. And then like in the middle of winter on the other side, we got floods of snow where like your house is buried. People still think we live in igloos on weird parts of the world.
No. You can't live in igloos.
I mean, you can.
No.
People did it.
No.
I wouldn't not.
The amount of drinks we have, those little ice tumblers would not hold enough.
If we lived in an igloo?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? Like, we'd have nothing better to do?
No, like our glasses made of ice would melt because we drink too much.
Oh. Yeah, it's not it's not like the, what do they call it?
The Inuits?
The ice hotel in Quebec.
What else is in? You got another one in here?
Oh, did I have another ice tray in there? That's where it went.
Yeah, it's still in there.
Oh, okay. I forgot about the other ice tray. Well,
you want me to leave it out or do you want me
No, just leave it in
there.
I'll
leave this one out.
Good idea.
I'll leave this one out because those are still warm. Because
I bet the other two missing are still at me house.
Probably.
So I'll put those over there on a part of the table that people can't see.
There you go.
Yeah, that's all we got. Just the proper 12.
That's fine with me.
It's a weird country for weather, man.
It's a weird country for a lot of things.
And then, like, the summers, sometimes we're getting hotter temperatures than Florida, and you're like, holy shit, what's going on around here?
I did see a funny post as well of somebody complaining about Twitch. So they're a Canadian streamer. They're partner level.
Okay.
And they posted on one of the Facebook groups that I'm in for streamers. And he had an emote for his stream. And it was the Canadian flag, but instead of a maple leaf, it's a green pot leaf.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
It was removed from his account. Twitch took it down for violating guidelines.
Well, it did.
I guess, but at the same time, it's legal in our country.
Yeah, but it's still like you're not supposed to promote any drinking or anything. Like you're not even supposed to drink a lot on live Twitch.
Oh, I do. I do full fucking shots.
It's in the terms of service. You're not allowed to like promote any sort of substances of like any sort.
And on that, cheers. Promoting substances.
Yeah, this isn't live on Twitch though. So you're allowed to have like a drink or two on your stream, but you can't be getting like shit faced.
Why not? I do.
Well, you could get banned for it.
Could I?
Yeah.
I don't think I'm relevant enough to even be noticed.
You still can. People get banned for a lot less, right?
Like I know.
It's just one of those things that you just got to be mindful of. So when you do it, that's why like you know how there's the Redeem Hydrate?
Yeah.
A lot of people just say that they use it for like booze when it says like, make me drink some water. They make that a static thing there to like make you drink some water because they want people to like, you know, drink water, not
yeah. I have hydrate set as water, but then I made a new one called dehydrate for my drinks.
Right. So like if anyone from like Twitch head office is on your stream one day and they're like, yeah, this guy's drinking a lot, we're gonna close this account down like now.
And make another one.
I mean, sure. That's not the point.
Dude, some of the shit that I've watched streamers do,
it's questionable.
You ever watch Tyler One?
No.
The notorious, that short, that bald guy that's super ripped, that plays League and screams at his computer. Never heard of
him. No.
Anyway, he's insanely toxic. Okay. Insanely toxic. He
plays League, obviously.
Yeah. But he's been banned like 4 or 5 times.
But the same account, or he makes new ones?
Same account.
So he just appeals it.
Yeah. Because basically what he does, and he's open about it on his Instagrams and shit, and he basically appeals it and he goes, do you guys know how much fucking money I make you? His streams have like close to 20,000 every time, and he streams like every day.
Oh, okay.
So
he's bringing in some dough.
He's like, do you know what I'm doing for you? Do you know how many of your events I've hosted? He goes, you're going to fucking ban me for the shit that everyone wants to see?
Yeah.
And then he's back within like a week or two. Like they usually tell him like, okay, you're banned for 30 days. Come back after.
Some people are actually moving away from Twitch now.
I know.
Like that guy Ludwig I mentioned last week, who did the month-long stream. He's signed a contract with YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And he admitted that it was not a better contract. He just has a bit more freedom than he did with Twitch.
Because I guess
Twitch takes a lot of your money.
Twitch does take a sizable chunk.
When you're just an affiliate, which is what we are.
It's what 30%, like our group isn't it?
It's 40%.
40%. Partners, that's I think, why, is 25.
That's why, like, when Matt was streaming in November, he just turned out, he's like, don't send me any money because I actually want to donate to Movember.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because he's like, even if you gave me the money through Twitch,
I'm only getting like half of it.
I'm only getting 60% of it, and that's all I'm going to donate. So he ended up donating whatever he got, and he sent people there instead. So, like, you know, partners, the guys who have like 50 plus viewers, 70. Is it 70 viewers per average?
Yeah.
Or
no, maybe 50.
Whatever it is. It's a high number. Yeah. It's an unreasonable number. Those people get to negotiate their contracts.
Did you know, before you continue, I'm not trying to cut you off, sure, but when you go for partner, it's not like affiliate where you get it and you just accept it and you go. Partner, you need to apply for it. You're eligible, and then you have to make an application.
Yeah, it's a bit more of a process.
So if you're just over the partner things, odds are you're not going to get it. You need to be a pretty sizable streamer to get partner.
Yeah, plus you do negotiate with them directly.
Yeah.
And you talk to them and be like, okay, well, how many viewers do you have or what can you bring us? Like, obviously, the more viewership you have, the less percentage they'll take from you because it's so much money. But yeah, people don't realize how much money like floats through Twitch for Amazon.
A shit ton.
And like how much that they probably actually have to do to keep up with it is probably not that much.
I know. It's automated programs, right?
Yeah.
It's a lot of automated things that recognize certain keywords or certain things, and it's flagged and removed.
Exactly.
And that's it.
So, yeah. I mean, people moving out of it might be a sign that they need to, you know, revamp some shit.
It's happened before. This happened a few years ago, and they ended up revamping a bunch of crap. I know there was a big issue when swatting was a popular thing.
What's that?
Swatting. Yeah. When, like, let's say I'm watching your stream and I don't like you, I call the cops and I say, give them your address, and I say it's a hostage situation. Dude's got 4 people in his house and he's holding them at gunpoint.
The fuck? People and then, did that?
Oh, it was a humongous problem for like months, where popular streamers would be streaming and they have headsets on, they can't hear shit, and then behind them you just see their door get kicked in and police would come in, gunpoint, everything, cops are in the camera looking at stuff, they'd sweep the whole house. Yeah, big problem. Look it up if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, that sounds messed up.
It's called swatting.
So how do they get rid of that problem?
I don't know how they got rid of it. I don't know specifically how they got rid of it, but I know Twitch did put out a bunch of things and all this stuff, and they did a bunch of modifications to their policies and to all this stuff and to how information is shared throughout the app, because it's probably pretty difficult to find out where somebody lives.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, I'm amazed that people actually were that stupid.
A lot of people were. And a lot of people got arrested for it too, because then they would track the IPs or the phone of the calls people who where called. They got it. Yeah. They would find who it was. Stupid. it was a really, really big problem. Even one of the guys that I watched a lot, and I was watching his stream when it happened, is Phantom Lord. He's actually had a lot of problems with Twitch too. He just got out of a huge lawsuit with them. He won. I think he won like 40,000 US from them. He was swatted live on TV and they had him like lying on his stomach, everything, hands over his head. They swept his whole house. They shut his stream down, everything.
That's insane.
Yeah. He had big problems just because, they said they were going to do a certain thing in his contract. Oh no, no. They shut him down because what he did is when, he moved from League because he kept getting banned. He was one of those guys that was really toxic and sure. He would fuck with people. And he switched over to CSGO, and you know how the CSGO has a bunch of like, they got collectible knives, collectible skins and all this stuff.
Okay.
So what he did is he created a website where people could put items in to a draw. And it was kind of like the party room in RuneScape, if you remember that.
Not really. I don't think I played it when they had that.
So you'd put a bunch of items, all your rare skins, like you need to put something in to gain entry. And based on the rarity or the value of the item you put in, it would give you a higher chance of winning something.
Okay.
And it would do like a gamble. So everyone would be in there and you'd win something.
Okay.
But what they did is he didn't create it. He had somebody make it for him.
Okay.
But what they did is they banned his channel. They suspended his channel because it's considered gambling. Okay. Because it's real world value. And that was his full-time job. So they banned him. And for the reason they gave when they banned him, and he has the email. It was poorly worded, so whoever wrote him that email is probably fired. They said, you're being banned because you created a website used for gambling.
That was it. Okay.
So he went and tried to appeal it. They wouldn't listen to him, all this stuff. So he ended up taking them to court, had all these things, proved that it wasn't him that created the website, that he was just using it. Proved that it wasn't really gambling because it's video game shit. Yeah, Leal has real value money, but like I could sell a Pokemon card for 50 cents. Doesn't mean if I'm trading Pokemon cards on Twitch, it's gambling.
Right.
And ended up winning. He sued them for loss of funds, right? It's loss of salary.
Because
he
ban.
Technically wasn't working.
Right.
So he ended up winning. He crushed them. He got 40 grand from them. Now he streams through YouTube.
There you go.
Which is what Donkey does as well. A lot of people.
All
do
these
it.
Names I don't even know.
Video
I feel
game
like
Donkey.
I probably should know them.
Video game Donkey was at one point one of the biggest League of Legends creators on the internet, and they banned him for 98 million days. That's what it was.
It's like that guy that got banned from Forza for 8,000 years
or
something.
98 million hours or something like that. But regardless, they banned him for something stupid, and he's like, really, like after all the shit I did, after all the promotion I did for you guys, like everything, he goes, you're gonna ban me? Or are you fucking kidding me? So now he refuses to play League. He will not go anywhere near it. And
it wasn't the game that got him banned, or it was the game that got him banned?
No, he was never banned on Twitch, but Twitch
the game he was playing. Why didn't you go back to League? Like you skipped over that.
Because he's like he would joke with people, right? Like somebody would kill him and he'd go like, oh, you a baby back bitch.
And oh, like, just for like his toxic traits.
Toxic traits. Even though it was jokes. Like if you watched his video, he's hilarious.
Sure, I guess. Oh, I gotta stretch my legs.
He would like, I don't know. But anyway, doesn't matter. I don't even know how we got to this topic. But yeah.
We were talking about like Forza.
You need to seriously go look up swatting if you've never seen it.
Okay,
fucked.
I will.
It's absolutely fucked.
Yeah, it sounds really dumb.
But can I say something? How are people?
I don't know. Can you? We're on a talk show.
How are people getting banned for gambling, trading CSGO items, swearing, having three drinks instead of two? Meanwhile, Amaranth is up there fucking in a micro bikini, shaking her tits and ass cheeks all over the freaking screen. And fine.
She probably brings in a good hunk of cash for them,
well,
too.
Well, still.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm just explaining to you what they probably say. I don't think that kind of content should be available to anyone.
And then that ASMR one that we both had stumbled upon, that chick that just like sucks on that ear-shaped microphone.
That's her.
Was that also Amaranth?
Yeah. So my buddy, I won't repeat his gamer tag just for the sake of it, but he likes to fuck with it. So when we've talked about what a raid is before.
Yeah.
So it's where when you finish your live stream, you can push all your viewers to someone else who is currently streaming. as a method of supporting them.
Yeah.
So you can be like, you know, if you have like five people watching your stream and you find a guy who's got like also five, you can give them your five and then they have 10 people watching.
Yeah.
Helps boost the community, right? So
it's good networking too.
He doesn't need to expand his community because he's at a point where he's very satisfied and doesn't actually want to grow. And he's not huge, but he doesn't want to lose the intimacy of his community.
Absolutely.
Blah, blah, blah. Pointless stuff. So he raids random people for fun. I remember one time I left my computer and I didn't realize he was finishing. I think I went to eat dinner or something and I came back and it was just there on my screen.
A chick I've been sucking watching, on an ear-shaped microphone.
I had been watching Amaranth for like an hour.
Oh no.
And I'm just looking at it going like, yo, how the fuck is this on my screen? I'm trying to figure it out. And then I looked at Buddy's like private chat and it's like all, dude, why the fuck did you do this? Anyway, that's the first time I found out about her. Was through that. And I was like, I don't think I ever want this on like my screen like ever again.
Never once in my life have I ever decided I was going to pop into
one of those. The only time I've ever popped into streams like that is like I explained last week when I've gone in there for a second to just see what the view count is like because I want to know like what draws people in. And I don't think
they're all simps.
I don't think I am going to sit in a little pool in my bedroom in a bikini and lick a fucking microphone.
And I've done that too, to see what the hype is about. If there's shit going on, it's literally just people.
I'll tell you one
throwing like a $30 fucking donation, which is $30 American through Amazon as well.
Yeah,
through Twitch. I mean, $30 to have their name written on her fucking collarbone.
Yeah, I'll tell you one better. I saw the other
day.
I'll tell you one better. I saw the other day.
Is she gonna fly to your house and give you a hug? What do you think's going to happen?
Bro, I don't know. But I'll tell you a better one I saw the other day, which threw me off. This one I didn't actually even understand. Like, yeah. I understand people being drawn to the sexuality of women. I can understand it to a degree, right? Like,
absolutely.
We're both straight men. We like attractive women. It's not, like, taboo. Yeah. I was looking up Forza streamers to see who was the top in Forza. And there was this guy who had a few thousand viewers as well. I don't even know how to describe this guy to you.
Yeah.
But he looked like literal, like he lived like in a trailer park kind of guy.
Yeah.
He had a beard that was a mess. It was absolutely a mess of a beard. It didn't look good. It wasn't well trimmed. It was like any farmer you see in the middle of a field. Like I thought there was like a civilization living inside of his beard. His hair was all in a mess. I'm saying this respectfully. He was very overweight.
Yeah.
With no shirt on.
Yeah.
And the vehicle he was driving in Forza was the big size Ford trucks. I think it's a 250 or a 350.
The dually?
Dually.
It's an F450 in Forza.
Oh, 450.
Yeah.
Fully painted like the American flag.
Oh, Jesus Murphy.
Full American flag wrapped around this truck. And this guy's getting donations, bits. Like, people are hopping into, like, people are, like, commenting. Like, he had a fully active chat. There's a few thousand viewers. And I'm like, okay.
So we're doing this.
So here's me doing my like
Dick Van Mike
survey.
We're getting Dick Van Mike bikini tops and we're going to wear them on stream.
No, this guy was shirtless. Like
no, we're that full, would be,
he had
that
more
be...
chest hair than you.
I don't have
and
that
he
much.
Was that's a lot compared to me. And he was also like, yeah, he looked like he hadn't showered in a couple days. And this guy had like a couple thousand viewers. So here I am looking at like the girl you just mentioned and this guy and I'm wondering, okay, I'm neither that attractive or that unattractive. That must be what it is. I don't get it, bro.
Oh, dude.
I don't understand how people have...
I mean, that's what I was going to bring up, too, because I know when this whole hot tub stream thing got really popular, a lot of guys were doing it just to shit. Just like
as a
around.
Troll?
They were putting, like, bikini tops on and, like, Speedos and shit. Like, it's...
For the record,
funny.
For the record, I also don't think that guy should have been streaming on Twitch either.
No.
Like, you should... Like, I don't think you need to shower and clean your beard or anything, but, like, bro, throw a shirt on.
Be decent.
Like...
Have some...
I'm not telling you to dress in a suit. I'm not telling...
Have some dignity.
I'm not telling you to shower. I'm just saying, like, can you just
put
not
a t-shirt
have,
on.
Like, your... man boobs in the
in my
the
shot
screen.
Yeah,
like
I mean it's
I don't want any of that shit on my face or in my face while I'm on the internet.
It's pretty funny. Friends of ours that have that metal band that's actually doing fairly well.
Okay,
you know where I'm talking about.
I mean that narrows it down to a few, but sure.
The one who's one of their members is famous now.
Got it.
Yeah, he's got their guitarist and lead singer. He's on TikTok and every day posts a video with photoshopped bikini tits on himself. And it just says like day 39 of having a bosom to get noticed. And he just like plays his like metal riffs, but he's got photoshopped tits on him. And it's the funniest thing. I mean,
that's funny. That's good marketing.
It is. It is.
It's not him revealing himself or someone else.
Yeah. It's him doing a joke, which is funny. And also trying to say like, yeah, look what you guys look at. Like this is what it takes to get noticed, you fucking simps.
It's true. It's kind of sad. Even all the guitar player chicks on Instagram, like they'll come up in my suggested feed and it's just a girl with like cleavage playing like an average guitar riff.
And I'm not, this isn't a sexist comment in any way. There are a lot of insanely fucking talented female guitarists.
Yes, who didn't need to use.
But all these ones that are that popular are usually not that good. They're just hot.
And the ones that are good somehow aren't as popular.
Yeah, I know, because their tits aren't out.
Men are easy, man. That's why beer commercials have like girls in like in booty shorts. Or what?
Spray yourself once with Axe and women are freaking busting through windows to get to you.
It's
and I'm
marketing.
Like, yeah. I'm like, not a single time have I ever put Axe on and that's happened. If anything, it's the opposite.
Yeah. Literally.
I walk into school and they go, "You smell like liquid douche, get the fuck away from me."
I call it douchebag in a bottle.
I know. Douche in a can. It's
douche in a can. Dude, marketing's a funny, funny world. I don't know. I went to school for marketing and I feel like I understand it less because I learned one thing about myself.
Mm.
I will never, ever, ever try and market a product to myself.
Isn't that one of the biggest rules in marketing? Sex sells.
Oh, that. Yes. I mean, I wouldn't say it's a rule. It's just something that people know.
It's something,
that's why I like all the beer commercials, like I just said, always have like hot chicks in it and like all car commercials or like whenever you go to a car show. They always have like these models dressed up who literally don't know shit about the car.
Yeah, they're what's the engine like in this thing? Big and fast.
I remember going to this car show. I think it was the International Car Show in Toronto. And like I was looking at a car and I'm like I wasn't a kid. Like I wasn't like jailbait at the time, like age, but I was taking pictures because I went there specifically to take pictures of cars.
You've always been into cars too.
And though. I had no interest in buying one because
you were like 17, like probably
17 or 16 or 18 going to look at the cool cars that I would never be able to afford.
Yeah.
I'll take some pictures on my Instagram and Facebook and call it a day. And this girl's like, "Oh, are you interested in buying this?" I'm like, "Nah." And she's like, "Oh, it's got like a V8 something." I don't remember what car it was. Let's like, doesn't even matter. I'm thinking like, okay, so you either are knowledgeable or like you read the brochure, but like I'm in a position where I'm not taking anyone seriously.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to buy a car. But if I was like, I don't know, 10 years older and single, I probably would have been like, all right, this is a conversation I'm going to have.
Yeah. I mean, I had the same experience at the Toronto Motorcycle Show. So there was, and it was specifically the Ducati booth.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sure they had
fancy
like a nice
Italian,
booth. Very nice booth. I'm
very
imagine.
Fancy bikes, really classy. Yeah. And then all their sales staff were all these really pretty girls in little shorts and red Ducati golf shirts.
Right.
Right. And I'm going there and I'm like, I'm looking at them and they got Ducati shirts on. So I'm like, okay, so obviously hopefully they know what they're fucking talking about. Cause I'm about to come and ask a bunch of questions here.
Yeah, because you're ready to buy a Ducati.
My knowledge base. Well, they're not that pricey. Like,
oh, really?
Motorcycles are not that bad.
Okay.
Like an expensive motorcycle is like $24,000,
$25,000.
Oh. Well, unless you go for Harley, in which case they're $50,000 for some stupid reason.
Sure.
But like a Ducati sports bike you get for like $25,000, $24,000.
Okay.
Still out of my price range, but just to ask questions and stuff because I was looking at that point to buy my first bike. And I'm asking them and I'm going like, what kind of displacement does it have? Is this a wet or dry clutch? Like, does it have like, how many speeds is it? Like all this stuff. Like I'm asking questions.
Sure.
And they're going, she's listening and she's nodding along with all my questions. Like, I'm like, okay, she's going to have some answers for me. And she goes, "I'm going to get one of the sales staff." I go, what are you doing here then? Are you just supposed to walk around and look pretty? Like what is this? Why are you wearing a Ducati shirt if you don't know what the fuck you're talking about?
Yeah.
And it was funny. I don't know what they were trying to accomplish with that, but I thought it was entertaining.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
It definitely is interesting.
That was the only booth that did not have like the mounted motorcycles that you could sit on. What?
We got a big hum. Probably not going to hear it in the microphones, but it's a big hum.
I don't hear a hum.
anyways, yeah, it's like, I don't know. So just to like revert back to the original, the follow-up original conversation, because I don't know where we started with this, but. Yeah.
How do you get banned for drinking when not having your tits
out? No, I was actually going to just go a step ahead of that or beyond that and just be like, yeah, so I'll never really like, oh, it was the marketing thing. That's what I was going back to. It's like, yeah, none of that works on me. Like, nothing in marketing works. I'm like, when I watch commercials now, I'm just like, nah, I'm not interested. Like, I wear...
Wow, look at how pretty that car is. And then the first thing that goes through my mind is not how cool I'm going to look. It's how fast am I going to be upside down in the winter?
Well, we talk about, like, winning the lottery. And it's like, if I won the lottery, I'd just count down the days till I'm dead. I'd probably buy some stupid toy and go too fast. But anyways, yeah, it's like, I don't know, marketing, first rule, I don't think is specifically that sex sells, but it's definitely something that's common and it's very well known. And that's why they always advertise stuff for men with, like, hot chicks.
Well, yeah. So. No kidding. And the stuff for women's with hot guys. Right?
Is it, though?
When they have those like powerful women commercials and all that stuff and they come home and their husband's like fucking bodybuilder, perfectly tanned with
I definitely don't pay attention
to
those.
Perfect haircut and he's cooking dinner for you and the house is clean and shit.
I pay even less attention to those commercials, obviously. Yeah.
But
I didn't know that maybe would work on women as much. Does sex sell for women? Does it? Like, I mean, a lot of girls like the movie Magic Mike.
I would say to a certain extent.
Yeah.
Probably not as much as guys because we're fucking animals.
Yeah,
but
we are.
Other than that, like, I mean, yeah, I mean, to an extent, it works on anybody, right?
Yeah.
Because you're gonna.
Yes, that makes sense.
You're gonna have that freaking hormoned up, horny ass person that hasn't seen action for like 4 years, and they're gonna see a commercial for these high heels, and they're gonna be like, "I need new shoes," and then all of a sudden in the commercial, they're gonna see this like. Muscular man on the arm of this woman wearing these shoes, like, and they're gonna be like, "I could." You know,
see like Channing Tatum holding them, and they're like, "All right, here we go.
I got room in my budget for these, I think." Like it's just how it works.
I wonder if drinking on YouTube is against terms of service.
I mean, considering that dude that had that channel for so long about him just opening 40s of absolute vodka and downing it in camera, like I don't think it's anything.
True. I guess I've watched a lot of people do that kind of stuff on YouTube, right?
Do you have there, can I have a Kleenex?
I thought you were pointing at the whiskey.
No.
Anyways, yo, look how far we're into the show.
How far are we?
49 minutes. Well, I mean it's probably more like 47 for the listeners. So wanna pop on over to the news?
Breaking news.
Nice.
Bam.
All right.
Do you have news?
I got a couple quick ones.
Okay.
I already gave you my, I already gave the folks my Viagra 69% better chance of prolonging Alzheimer's.
Dick Van Mike episode 49.
Viagra
69 Viagra.
Viagra, what's the word? Not cures, but prolongs the effects of Alzheimer's.
No, it doesn't prolong the effects of Alzheimer's.
Sorry, it prolongs
brain health.
I guess. I don't know the terminology to make it sound proper because I'm stupid. Always remember that.
It decreases your chances of getting Alzheimer's.
No, it doesn't decrease your chances. It like prolongs the effects having an effect on your body kind of thing. Like it prolongs your health for a longer time.
Oh, okay.
It said 6 years is what it was for that 7.2 million adults or whatever.
Ooh.
I got two.
Okay.
In the spirit of, where'd it go? What the hell?
I don't know, dude.
What am I talking about?
I wish I could tell you.
I know, right?
I really wish I could, but I have no idea what you're looking for.
Anyways, in the conversation of brain health,
yeah,
that's what it was.
Okay,
so Neuralink,
is that a thing yet?
It's coming soon.
Okay,
it's coming soon. Here's the article: Elon Musk said Neuralink hopes to start implanting its brain chips in humans in 2022. Later than he anticipated. I don't know if that's really later than we need them, but it's nice to hear that he's on the way to that. Bro, so I'm not going to read the whole article, but I remember one of the, or I will, I'll read a little snippet of it in a second, but just because I'm talking about brain stuff. Apparently, with what they can do with this shit is they can help with brain health and stuff like that. Mm. So like they're actually saying that they could probably help with all, things like Alzheimer's.
So like changing to, like, brain chemistry kind of thing.
They'll be able to like trigger different something or others inside of the brain that do something or other. I'm not a scientist. I don't know these things, man. Like, it's going to make you help.
It's going to do that thing in your head that makes you remember that stuff. Thing, and you're going to remember things again.
I think I need a Neuralink.
You probably do. Like, yeah, a little bit.
Anyways, he said the they're hoping to start implanting them in 2022. He said the first humans to receive the chips would be people with severe spinal cord injuries.
Okay.
I think they connect that with the brain or something. I think they can fix that. And some people are perilous to
paralysis.
Thank you. Oh, I'm really like. Struggling. I really need to sleep. I'm
you need not a Viagra.
I need a Viagra. So a lot of, I'm not speaking super objectively here. I'm speaking more anecdotally, but there's a lot of cases of people who are paralyzed where they later discover that it's more psychological than it is physical.
Mm-hmm.
So like what they do, a thing they did, I think we talked about this probably like half a year ago on the show, where these guys started giving people who are paralyzed like VR sets and like playing games where they would like walk around and interact with things.
Mm-hmm.
And what they found is they started seeing like their toes move and shit like that. So they figure, and I mean, they're doing long-term studies, so we're probably not going to have answers right away. Or they might be available. I just never looked them up.
Mm.
That might actually help cure people who are paralyzed by, like, using VR shit and, like, helping them, you know,
retain
their feelings. So anyways, back to this article. He hopes to start to implant them next year. Neuralink, co-founded by Musk in 2016, is developing a chip that would be implanted in people's brains, to simultaneously record and stimulate brain activity. It's intended to have medical applications such as treating serious spinal cord injuries and neurological disorders. During a live stream interview at the Wall Street Journal, During a live stream interview at the Wall Street Journal CEO's Council Summit on Monday, Musk was asked what Neuralink planned to do in 2022. He said, Neuralink's working well in monkeys, and we're actually just doing a lot of testing just confirming that it's very safe and reliable, and the Neuralink devices can be removed safely. He added, we hope to have this in our first humans, which will be people that have severe spinal cord injuries, like, oh, here's a word, tetraplegis? That very last word right there at the bottom.
Tetraplegic. Tetraplegics. It's all four of your things.
That's it.
Yeah,
got you.
It's like a quadriplegic. Or tetra is, I believe...
Four? Three? And quadriplegics. So, yeah, it's three, I guess. Next year, pending FDA approval, he said that the standards for implanting the device are substantially higher than what the FDA requires, which is good. That means they actually are trying to, like, make it good. It's pretty much. It's hard to have nuanced conversations with monkeys.
Jeez.
That's a funny little line there. But yeah, I mean, it looks like, I mean, even though I really butchered that whole thing, for some reason I couldn't read big words.
It's all good. You had a long day.
It sounds pretty fucking cool.
It does.
Yeah.
And I mean, I know you're not on TikTok often, but one of the biggest things that's going around right now, whether you believe it or not, a lot of people believe it, a lot of people don't, is there's a bunch of people coming forward on TikToks and they're shielding their face and masking their voice and stuff and saying that they're time travelers.
That have come back,
and they post on TikTok, and they say, like, these are the big dates. And apparently, something with this Neuralink is they predicted it was going to come out end of 2021.
Right.
And that within 5 years of its release, you would be able to have it implanted in whoever you wanted. And once you pass away, your consciousness is uploaded into the metaverse, and it'll live on.
I mean, that doesn't seem like a time traveler piece of knowledge. That just seems like someone who would critically think about it for 2 seconds.
Yeah, really. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, plus they have with all the, what do they call it? The design software for games and shit. like the 3D Unreal? Model. Unreal. Unreal Engine 5 is going to have all that. We talked about this a month ago or so, where it's like meta-humans. Literally digital. Yeah, the metahumans.
I talked about that a few months ago.
Actors will be redundant because the quality of like the visuals will be so good.
I mean, even look at like, and this is an old movie too, look at Beowulf.
I never seen it.
It's fucking good animation.
Is it like a sort of cyberpunky kind of?
CGI, yeah. Okay. The whole movie's done with CGI, and it's like a Viking movie, but it's based on the time frame that it was released. It looks incredible.
Yeah, when how old is it?
I watched it in high school, like in grade 10.
You're going to have to remind me of this.
So it was...
Well, I mean, same thing with that Avatar movie, right? Where it was like all them blue peoples.
Like Beowulf was released in 2007.
When was Avatar released?
Avatar?
Like, not the Airbender, like the blue guys.
2009.
Okay, so there was a lot of tech going on there then. I don't remember how good that movie looks and how it holds up to today's standards, but the new Avatar is supposed to come out in the next year or so.
Just to put into perspective.
Oh, you're going to show me a screenshot there?
Like in 2007, that's like in movie graphics.
Wow, it's even better than Skyrim.
Yeah. Like, it looked insane.
For the year.
For the time. And I mean, when I watched it in class, because we watched it, we did a project on it in English, I believe it was. And, like, for the first little bit, I was like, damn, this is a pretty dope movie. And then I noticed when the people started to be, like, more clumped, like, when there was a lot of people. I'm like, that's not even fucking, that's not live action.
Yeah.
Like, the environment and everything looked like it was real.
Yeah, but then you see, like, the repeated movements.
Yeah, exactly. Like that.
Yeah, so I guess we'll see how that goes. I'm kind of excited for Neuralink, but I also definitely don't want one.
Don't want it.
I don't want it. Anyways, I got one more news.
Okay.
And this is kind of cool. This is cool. And also really bad at the same time.
Okay, I'm ready.
Lego has designed a set that can't be taken apart.
So it's not Lego.
It is Lego.
No, it's not.
It's, What are you going to make a joke or something?
Your Lego's supposed to be put together.
No. Shut up.
It's true.
I know. So you put it together, but you can't take it apart. So every Lego set you've ever owned up to date is supposed to be able to be taken apart so you can like rebuild it later. The whole part.
Oh, wait. So you have to put it together, but then it doesn't come apart after.
Right. You can't take it apart. Like, you buy the Lego set and you construct it.
Yeah.
And then if you ever want to deconstruct it, you have to break it in half. Or, you know, store it and build it again, you can't.
Maybe they're trying to cut back on...
It was an accident.
Oh, it was an accident.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Let me get to this. Sorry. Okay? So...
I got ahead of myself.
Traditionally, Lego sets are designed to be assembled and, should you wish, taken apart to allow you to use the pieces for your own creations. However, the company's latest release, the 75313... AT-AT, so the Star Wars AT-AT, the big fucker.
Yeah.
Like the one that's like...
Yeah, the giant walking thing.
Yeah. Has broken from its tradition, and some sub-assemblies within it are impossible to dismantle without resorting to using sharp metal implements. Yeah, might as well throw me a little refill there. So there are parts of it you can take apart, but there's some parts of it that you are unable to take apart. They have this thing in Lego now called the Technic Frames. And what they are is like, do you remember, I'll show you a picture of it. I don't know how to describe it, but it's all the pieces with like the holes in it. So you can like put like axles, through and stuff like that. So they built this one.
I did see the picture when you posted it.
Oh, you did see the picture.
I just saw the picture of the frame.
So
there.
Like if you put in like an axle in a certain way, like you are unable to like get it back out.
Oh, okay.
Right? So it's like permanently in
there.
It's
like a design flaw.
It is a design flaw. And so they're saying like you'd have to use like literally like needle nose pliers and like you're supposed to be able to do everything with Lego by hand.
Yeah.
Or using other Lego pieces.
Yeah, exactly.
Like traditionally, if you can't get two Lego pieces unstuck, you can rub the edge of it against the corner and pry them apart.
Yeah.
That's like a big like hack that people figured out years ago. So anyways, I'm just going through like these instructions and it's like the main like central like not motor or whatever, but like the walking assembly of the walker. Has like all these gears and axles and shit, and they just cannot be removed like after you're done with it. So, I mean, there's parts of it, like I said, that you'll be able to take apart, but a whole bunch of it you cannot.
Sick.
So, big design flaw, or maybe the opposite. They're saying that the designers should have noticed this. To be a master builder, man, is like some serious work. It's not like a walk in the park. You can't just be like, yeah, I like to build Lego.
Yeah, did you not see what they had to go through in the Lego movie to be a master builder?
Stop. Some of these guys have like engineering degrees.
I know they do. I can
and they
imagine.
Have to like they have to like basically like visualize the build like internally
and what pieces they're going to make
before putting it together. So the amount of times you get like a Lego set, and let's say like the vehicle you're building is like gray, and you get this like really random like bright orange block, like, and you're always like, where the fuck does this go?
It's got somewhere,
but it's somewhere, and it's usually in the middle holding a bunch of shit together, and you never see it.
Yeah.
Which it's like people got to think of that stuff. Oh, it's brilliant shit, man. But that they
yeah, I never
they
did,
really fucked the dog on that one.
I never did Lego sets, and I'm like kind of wish I got into it. But like I always played with Lego, but I would just build whatever the fuck I wanted.
That's
right?
What you're supposed to do.
You'd have like a bin of Lego.
That's what it was for. That's what it was, that no, was I know. Made for. They were like, you know what, kids are gonna build their own shit.
Yeah, and I had a great time. Lego was amazing. Like everyone. I had the little Lego, like the normal Legos. I had the giant
the
fucking
Duplo.
Mega. The Mega Blocks Legos.
Like the Duplos?
Yeah.
The ones for kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, fire.
This was sick. Absolutely. This was awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway, why don't we get into some birthdays?
Oh, did you have no news there?
I got news too. I got history. I don't have news.
Oh, okay, good.
I got B-days and history.
All right, let's get into it.
Let's do some birthdays. So, the date would be December 9th, 2021.
Okay.
All right?
December 9th.
Yes.
21.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're doing birthdays right, dumb.
Are you good?
I'm not good, bro. I'm like deprived of sleep. Like as soon as I'm done with this, I'm going home and sleeping.
Attaboy.
Plus, no, I got to help someone after we're done.
Oh, good. So. Anyway, first up, Kurt Angle.
Kurt Angle.
The wrestler.
Never heard of him.
Big
okay.
wrestler. He's turning 53.
53. He's probably not wrestling
wrestler
anymore.
Wrestler back in the day.
Yeah.
So cool one. Second one you're going to really like. Yeah? You're going to really like this
one. Oh, you're hiding it from me.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to really like this one. He's turning 49. He's a pop punk legend.
That narrows it down.
Trey Cool.
Trey Cool.
Trey Cool.
He is Trey Cool.
Believe it or not his real name.
Yeah, really. how convenient would that be?
I think Billy Joe is the only one that's his real name.
Is Mike Durnt not his real name either?
Durnt is not his last name, I don't think, his real last name.
I'm really curious.
I think I've heard that somewhere. I could be wrong.
The right person to ask would be the drummer of my band.
Mm.
But now I'm... What is...
Yeah, but anyway, yeah, Trey Cool.
What is Trey Cool's real name?
Trey Cool's full name is Frank Edwin Wright III.
Is that what came up there?
Frank
Edwin Wright III.
The third.
The third.
Wow. That's wow. No wonder he changed his name for pop punk.
Oh, and Mike Durnt is Michael Ryan Pritchard.
Yeah, there you go. See, I told you.
Wow.
So, yeah. Trey Cool is turning 49. He's almost 50, that dude.
I feel like he should be older. I don't know. I guess I've lost track of time.
I feel like he should be younger. Like, I feel like 10 years ago when I was 16 listening to Green Day, I feel like he was 20.
True.
At least he seemed like it because he's always so fucking hopped up on whatever the hell he's taking.
Dude, that guy has energy. I'm pretty sure he has, like, legitimate ADHD.
Oh.
That's, like, why he, like, never
and
sits
he's just a
still
spaz.
And, like, he's just crazy. Like, he, you ever watch, like, the...
Bullet in a Bible? Yes.
Well, that. roll your joint, twist it at the end. Yeah. Light it up and take a puff and pass it to your friends.
I love
he
Trey
sang
Cool.
that like three times in that movie.
Yeah, I know.
Or at least once. It was once for sure.
Next up is Danny Osmond.
Okay.
So he was a big, an actor and show host. He had a segment. I don't remember what the show was called now, but based on memory, but it was the Osmond Brothers.
Don't know what it was about.
Anyway, TV host and actor. He's turning 64. Judi Dench is turning 87.
I know the name, but I can't put
she's
a face to it.
She's best known as M from James Bond movies.
Oh, right. She's still alive?
She's 87 years old.
87.
Turning 87.
Was she in the new Bond movie?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Hmm.
I really don't know.
I gotta see it too, because apparently it's really good.
I've heard it's pretty good. I have heard it's very good.
But I don't want to like oversell it for some people, but I heard it was a good movie worth watching.
I heard it was good. Next up, Simon Helberg. He's turning 41.
Is?
Best known as his role as Howard Wolowitz from Big Bang Theory.
good stuff.
Simon
41?
Helberg. 41 years old.
Okay.
Yeah. And then last up, Imogen Heap.
How old?
She's turning 44. You know who she is?
Like, I know the name, obviously, but I'm just I'm trying to imagine, like,
that wrote
what she looks like.
What you say?
No, I know the name. I just can't visualize. Well,
of course you did. Yeah, it's not Jason Derulo that wrote that song.
No, I know, like, the name. I'm saying I know the name. I just can't visualize what the person looks like.
She looks like every hippie musician. Wavy brown hair.
Okay. Well, good to know. Yeah. That's really descriptive.
You want to see a picture of her?
Like Janis Joplin?
No. Not even close.
Like
more like you know, you remember Super Troopers?
Yes.
You know what's his
name? Really getting specific.
Like the porn stash guy. The brown guy?
Hold on, let me just pull it up. He got looks it.
Like her hippie wife, but brunette. His hippie wife. Yeah,
you lost me there, honestly. But I got the picture. We're good. All right.
And Officer Ramathorn's wife.
Your description was shit, but fuck I got you. It. I looked her up, and I get it.
Fuck
I know
you.
What she looks like
Happy
now.
Happy birthdays to Kurt Angle, Trey Cool, Danny Osmond, Judy Dench, Simon Helberg, and Imogen Heap.
Fire.
Bam.
Good birthdays. That's pretty good birthday.
Do some history.
Do some history.
I actually fucking have history this week. Look at that shit.
Oh, that's a list, bro. I'm gonna go to sleep.
It's a good one. December 9th. Starting at 1793.
That's a good year, almost as old as I am.
All right. Yeah, let me.
Sorry,
1793. Noah Webster.
Okay.
Establishes New York's first newspaper.
Wow.
The American Minerva.
The American Minerva.
Mm.
What does Minerva mean? Okay, good. We're both uneducated.
So there you go. That was New York's first newspaper.
Got it.
Skipping about 60 years over to 1851.
1851.
The first Young Men's Christian Association was opened in Montreal, which making it the first in North America. Do you know what that is?
Sorry, what's it called?
Young Men's Christian Association. YMCA.
Oh, that's what the original name is?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
The first YMCA was opened in North America in Montreal in 1851.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah.
I did not know that's what it was called.
Boom.
Or that's what it stood for.
Over to 1868.
What year was that one?
1851.
1851. The YMCA it started in 1851.
Just in North America.
Wait, it started.
This is the first one in North America.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did not realize it was like
that old.
Near 100 change years old, 150 years old, 200 years old.
I'm going to get bitch slapped for this one, but yeah, it's almost as old as my mom. Love you, mother.
Wow.
She does listen. That's why I did that.
You got some balls. I wouldn't say that about my actually, I might say that about my dad, but not my mom.
Yeah. You don't fuck with moms. Anyway, 1868.
Got it.
First traffic lights are installed.
Ever?
Ever. Outside of the Palace of Westminster in London.
What for?
And they resembled railway crossings. So they had the arms, and the lights only worked at night. And when it was closed, it was red. And when it was open, it was green.
So it was for railroads, not for...
No, it was for traffic. Those were the first traffic lights.
But for what, horses?
In 1868, yeah, I guess.
Like, there weren't cars in that year.
I guess.
Like, cars didn't start floating around until the 1890s,
I guess, yeah.
Hold on, I'm going to type in first car ever. Come on, don't let me down. The Benz Patton motor wagon in 1886.
Yeah, so 20 years after the first traffic light.
Wow. Do you think that they would make traffic lights after inventing the car?
I mean, maybe there was a lot of horse congestion.
Yeah, I guess like...
horse and bicycle congestion.
Yeah, really, eh?
But yeah, so and they were in the Palace of Westminster in London.
Okay.
Cool.
That's actually pretty neat stuff right there. I like that one.
Yeah.
That's good. Good day in history for
another
that.
Another 40 years into the future here. 1905, okay. Well, not quite 40, but almost, the French Assembly National votes for separation of church and state.
What is that in France?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
In France. So, yeah. About damn time.
Between church and state, a separation there.
Yeah.
Wonder what kind of government they had back in them days.
Yeah, so that's 1905.
Got it.
Then we're going another 20 years, 1926.
Okay, we're getting some more modern times here.
The United States Golf Association
Okay.
legalizes steel shaft golf clubs.
What were they before?
Wood.
Or
they were wood.
So they break all the time.
That's why. That's why it's called a one wood, a two wood, the five wood. Your drivers are called woods.
I've never played a single day of golf in my life.
Okay. Well,
I don't know any of the drivers, things are called.
Your drivers are called woods.
They're called putters to me, all of them.
Or, well, not the drivers. You have a driver, and then you got like a one wood, a three wood, a five wood.
What's a wood?
Is that like a pitch? They're smaller drivers.
Okay.
Okay. But anyway, they were all wood before.
Got it.
And then 1926. You're allowed to use steel.
Cool.
Bam.
Good for them.
All right.
That seems like a really good idea.
Now they're all like fucking carbon fiber and bullshit.
Wow.
All right. 40 years. 1965.
1965.
Charlie Brown Christmas, the animated special, premieres on CBS.
Hold up.
1965.
That's like 55 odd years old?
Yeah. Charlie Brown Christmas.
Wow. I don't even believe it. I mean, I believe you. I know you're not lying to me,
Technically, it was called the Charlie Brown Christmas, the first Peanuts.
But it's the same thing. It's like with that little shitty tree and like...
Yeah. Premiered on CBS in the United States, 1965. December 9th, 1965.
I did not know it was that old. Yeah. And it's still like a Christmas staple today.
Oh, yeah.
Like if you don't watch it around Christmas, like what are you doing?
You got to think of what's it called? Like those original claymation, like Frosty the Snowman, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and all those things. Those are like 50s and 60s.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Yes. Yeah, man.
No.
Yes, it's fucking old shit.
Like when Buddy when Buddy wanted to be the dentist, that's like a 60-year-old movie.
That's
I want to be a dentist.
Yeah, my mom used to watch those when she was a kid.
No shit.
That's why she loves them so much.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I got to carry on that tradition now too, eh?
There we go. Holy and now fuck. The last one, I spoiled it to you because it's really cool.
Did you?
You guys are going to like this one. 1967.
That's December 9th, one?
1967.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Morrison.
Oh, yeah, you did see this.
Was arrested on stage for disturbing the peace at the New Haven Arena in Connecticut during a concert, making him the first rock star in history to be taken into custody during a performance.
Wow. Someone really slammed the doors on that one.
I kind of want to know what he did, to be honest.
Come on.
I kind of want to know what he did.
Is Jim Morrison the Doors? Or did you just totally like, did I fuck that up or did you fuck that up?
No, it's Jim Morrison for sure.
Did you not get
me.
My pun?
No.
I said somebody really slammed the doors. Mike? Yeah, it's Jim Morrison. Oh, the singer of the Doors. Bro, it's a good pun. I bet you somebody listening, I bet you Remy laughed at it.
Oh, that's why.
What?
There was an incident between him and a police officer before the show that led to the arrest. So they probably...
He was fucking around.
Yeah.
See, Remy's going to laugh at my joke. I know Remy's sitting at home going like, wow, Richard, that was a really good opportunity.
Was really funny. Thank you for your input on the comedy.
And you're just sitting there, and he's probably the only one that's laughing at it. Maybe his mom. I don't know.
Maybe. Who knows? I don't think people really give a shit.
No. I do, obviously.
And also, another notable day in history.
What?
In December 9th, 1968.
What? You have nothing on the list there.
Papa Mike was born.
Oh.
It is my papa's birthday when this comes out.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So why is that not in the birthdays?
Because it's history. He doesn't listen. I won't get in trouble for that one. But yeah. December 9th.
It's history.
It is also birthday. So we'll do a little cheers for...
To Papa Mike?
To Papa Mike.
Cheers, Papa Mike. Happy birthday. That's funny as fuck. It's history.
Yeah. Happy birthday. There we go. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Not bad.
That's all I got for you. You got anything else you want to banter and pick about?
I'm good for all that stuff, man. That was good. I will say I'm looking forward to these Christmas episodes that we got coming up.
It's a couple surprises.
Yeah, a couple just stealing, taking the cake or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I'm going to talk about? This is really funny, but it's hard to... I'm not going to be able to do it justice over the podcast, but...
On YouTube.
Or YouTube. It's not... I'm going to tell you about something I saw on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
So... You know how people love to use Facebook and social media to complain about anything they want, right? And it's always a blame shift. So there's this lady by the name of Sharon who went to go bake a pie yeah, you seen this? So she wanted to go bake a pie for her Thanksgiving dinner. And the pie she purchased was from a company called Marie Callender. Mm-hmm. And it's just a pie you buy and you go and heat it up in your oven. It's a pretty, it's not, you don't want to bake it. It's already made up and everything.
Oh, see, based on what I read, I thought it was like one of those ones where they send you all the ingredients and the recipe and you put it together and bake it.
No, it's just
this one. This is a pre-done thing.
It's pre-done. You just throw it in the oven to heat it up.
Yeah. Okay.
And so the pie comes out and it's black.
Burnt like, to a shit.
Yeah. Burnt to the absolute crisp. So she posts a photo of it. And goes and tags or like tags Marie Callender, the company, and goes, "Thanks, Marie Callender, for ruining Thanksgiving dessert." And holy shit, did the internet have a heyday with her. Dude, well, people were just roasting her, no pun intended, being like, you know, someone took a picture of their car engine on fire and goes, "Oh, god dang it, Marie Callender."
Yeah.
Like, just everyone's like jokingly blaming Marie Callender for everything. Cause like Marie Callender responded going like, "Oh, we're so sorry to hear about your experience. Please reach out to us. Like we can like make this right for you." And it's like, hey, don't worry about reaching out to her. She's obviously too stupid to like heat up a simple pie. Like just people are being like
ruthless.
So ruthless.
But I mean, realistically, okay. Yeah. If you get the pie and okay, maybe the recipe says keep it in there for 25 minutes. Maybe it's too much. So but how hard is it to look and go, this is fucking done now.
So we found out the internet. We found out what happened.
Okay.
So first of all, a couple people made a group on Facebook calling it like Sharon's Marie Callender pie experience or whatever. It's just a place where now people can post memes. Guess how many members it had. And let me just make a point. It started exactly a week ago today.
16,000.
80,000.
Oh, wow.
It had over 10,000 people join per day.
Wow.
In okay. a week. So anyways, the verdict is that it was told to set your oven to like, I don't know, let's make up a number, 350 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
Her oven was set to Celsius.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So that's fucking...
I'm not sure how she's been cooking other things.
Surface of the sun.
I don't know how she's been doing her casseroles. I don't know how she's been, you know, doing other stuff.
But not
I
mean, on 350.
No, I'm suspecting it was a lot less.
Probably a lot less.
Probably about half.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's or
probably
more.
Safe to assume that, right?
Yeah. So, good job, Sharon. Yeah, I don't think anyone's heard from Sharon.
No, she's probably in hiding.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
One of the rules of the group is like, do not reach out to Sharon. Do not contact Sharon directly. Like, they're trying to make it like more comical than like mean, but yeah. It's just funny now. It's just all good. Good humor.
It's another internet meme to close the year out.
So if you just need a good laugh and you're sitting there and it's like Thursday morning
just
or
Google
Friday
it.
Morning, just Google Sharon and Marie Callender pie.
Or even if you just Google Sharon pumpkin pie, it'll probably come up.
I believe it was a pumpkin pie.
It was a pumpkin pie.
Good job, Sharon.
Good job, Sharon. I hope you had a different dessert.
This episode was not sponsored by Marie Callender.
It was not. Or Proper 12.
Or Aang. Or the Dick Van Mike Show. Who are these guys anyways?
Fucking not funny bastards.
So yeah, that was good. I had to share that one because it was just good day humor. But anyways, remember, you know, if you don't want Alzheimer's, start taking Viagra.
Take a Viagra. Anyway, we're at that point where we're going to start wrapping things up. So again, make sure on whatever streaming platform you are listening to us on, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Make sure you hit that follow button, whatever it is. And make sure you set up those auto downloads so every single night at the crack of holy shit, when this is released, it auto downloads. And when you wake up, it's ready for you. You listen to it on your commute. You listen to it while you're brushing your teeth. You listen to it while you're taking a dump. Whatever you're doing, it's ready for you. It's downloaded. Premium quality. Mixed by yours truly, Dick over here.
You could even do all that, and if you have a smart home technology at home, you could have it play as your alarm clock.
You could have it play as your alarm clock.
You could have your Google, like myself, I have my Google shit set up so that way in the morning when my alarm clock goes off, my lights come on, and like, you know, that's and it tells me the weather and the traffic, and then immediately if I wanted to, if I was crazy enough to listen to myself every week, I could just have it start playing the Dick Van Mike Show.
You could, but why would you want to listen to yourself?
Well, that's why I sometimes don't listen to myself, like all the time.
But anyway, yeah, make sure you set up those auto downloads and whatever you need to do. If you want to follow the show on social media, you can find us on Instagram and on Facebook at The Dick Van Mike Show with a Y. And
yeah, it might be a disconnect. We probably never, we should have mentioned at least once in the past 50 episodes.
Yeah, with a Y. Mike is with a Y. Yeah. And also on Twitter, which we don't use other than to get Elon Musk to notice us, is just at Dick Van Mike. You can find our personal Instagrams if you so feel. Nobody's really given a shit. But mine is MADalessandro20, where you will find my link tree with the podcast as well as my streaming endeavors and photography shit. And you can find Mr. Dick at...
You can find me on Instagram and Facebook, or not Facebook. You can find me on Facebook. Instagram at Richard Hartnett. And you made me realize that we haven't talked or reached out to Mr. Elon Musk in a long time. So I'm actually going to tweet him right now.
There we go.
And I'm just going to tag him at Elon Musk and just say in all capital letters, notice us.
Elon Daddy. You didn't put Elon Daddy, did
no,
you?
No, I was thinking about putting Senpai.
That would have been funny, too.
I'll do it tomorrow.
So there we go. Anyway, yeah. Always a pleasure.
There you go. Notice us.
always a pleasure hanging out with you guys, talking to you guys for almost 2 hours weekly. Catch you guys next week. Big surprises to come. Can't wait to show them to you guys. And like always, have a thrilling Thursday.
You got it right this time.
Love you long time. Have a fantastic day, everybody.
And don't forget to take Viagra.
Yeah, take a Viagra. Peace.
Good Lord. Yeah, I couldn't even believe that story. Evenly across all sources. Wow.